It's Friday, February 9th, and I'm Karen Earnshaw bringing you a glimpse of the main news stories from this week's Marshall Islands Journal. First up, a teenager who committed a double murder in Laura Village in 2017 was sentenced to 50 years in jail, the longest sentence ever handed down in Majuro's High Court. Papua New Guinea's Air New Guinea may soon start flying through Majuro if PNG's Prime Minister Peter O'Neill and RMI President Hilda Heine sign a key agreement next month as planned. Over a million people have now watched a documentary on the nuclear age in the Marshall Islands, which highlights the life-threatening issues of the Runet Dome on Eniwetok Atoll. The show was made by the Australian Broadcasting Corporation's Foreign Correspondent Team and is called A Poison in Our Land. And Dennis Momotaro has been signed in as Minister of Natural Resources and Commerce. There's lots more news in this week's Marshall Islands Journal. Subscribe today to the digital version by going to the website marshallislandsjournal.com and clicking on the PayPal button.